Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
Chicago, come to the South Side.
Let's pass the island.
With your South Siders, Shane Reardon and Gabe Ramirez.
We're excited. It's going to be a good time.
Go White Side.
Was that the intro to the Oscars? Or was that the South Siders podcast?
It's kind of similar. It's eerily similar, actually.
God.
Eerily.
The resources and the money that this company puts into its production is just, yeah. It's unparalleled.
It's your ring light looks beautiful right now, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
They must have sent you the top quality.
Should I turn on a light? Hold on 1 second. Let me turn on a light.
It's Gabe and Shane. It's the South Siders podcast. Ah, look at that.
Is that better?
People want to see your face, man.
No, you know? They don't.
People want to see your face.
They don't want to see my face, Gabe. Can I be honest with you for a second? Well, first of all, if for some reason you're hearing this randomly and you don't know what you clicked on, this is the South Siders podcast, South Siders 670. Myself, Shane Reardon, and Gabe Ramirez. You can find Gabe on Instagram and Twitter at Chicago_Gabe. Myself at Shane_Reardon. I need to be honest with you. I am so incredibly hungover. I don't get hungover, Gabe. Like that's okay. It's one of my things. I'm very good about eating dinner and drinking a good amount of water.
Yeah.
I am so fucking hungover right now.
So what did you do?
My cousin's birthday last night. And like there was a party in one of her friends' apartments, like on the roof or whatever. Or they called it a garden terrace. I'm sorry. If it's in the Gold Coast, you have to call it a garden terrace.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, you just call it a roof.
Yeah.
So we were there and then we went to the lodge until like 1 a.m.
Where's that?
In Gold Coast, across from like Butch McGuire's and Mother's.
Okay.
And it's one of those places where you can throw peanuts on the floor.
Yeah.
And then we went to, what's it called? A Zebra Lounge. It's a piano bar that's hidden in the ground floor of an apartment building over there. So like there's no signage or anything, but,
yes.
Yeah, so.
So were you just like pounding shots for her birthday or were you just.
I couldn't even tell you.
Kind of a night.
There were a couple shots, but I have no idea why I'm feeling so bad right now. So I have coffee scheduled to be delivered on Uber Eats by like 10:42. So if you see me get up for 60 seconds to grab coffee from outside.
Is that what 2400 Sports is paying you, that you're able to have Uber Eats delivered to the crib?
No. So I can't pay rent this month now because I didn't have time to walk.
You bought an $8 macchiato?
Just a standard iced coffee. But yeah, I...
I'm going to buy you some Cobra. Do you have a Keurig in your house?
No, I don't like the Keurig. I think the coffee tastes like shit.
Okay, because, you know, they got Cobra. They have Cobra packets. That you just like
Keurig?
Yeah, no, they're just like here. Speaking of 60 seconds, watch this.
Yeah.
So
there goes Gabe.
I played yesterday.
Gabe is going to get some cold brew packets, I think. But yeah, I mean, I
this right here, my wife made me buy it for her. This is terrible podcasting, but great video work. But that's why you should be following us. So a cold brew, single serve. It's like a little thing like this, and you just pour it in your cup
in water
over ice and water, and you got a cold brew.
So it's like concentrate, like cold brew.
Yeah, concentrate? Exactly. It's exactly what it is. Cold brew concentrate.
Huh.
So this thing, and this probably was like, you know, $5 or something like that for six of them. So
really,
just save yourself. I'm trying to save you some money, bro. Because you're gonna be late on your rent. It's like I'd rather you just do that.
That would be nice. That would come in handy in emergency situations.
Before I get into you know, I have so many questions about your weekend because I know you were at the actual game itself, and I'm excited to talk about that. Yesterday, you know, because I think it's important on a Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
we talk about what we did yesterday. We had our family reunion. Well, it's not a family reunion. It's just a big ass party that we throw in the woods. So we were out by like Cermak and Des Plaines out there, like in Riverside, Illinois.
Yeah.
And we get one of those like, you know, covered forest preserve things.
Or whatever. Things, yeah.
Dude, we were faded. And my family don't drink like that. But all of a sudden, like everyone, for whatever reason, just brought like a ton of booze. And we never, I mean, we're just not a boozing family. But we had like 8 coolers full of beer. Everyone was hammered. Then my wife, I know she's never going to listen to this podcast. This is great. So she leaves with the kids because the girls are going crazy a little bit. And she leaves at like 5 o'clock. And I try to do good communication with her. I'm like, I feel guilty that you're leaving with the girls and I'm still going to be here partying or whatever. She's like, no, don't worry about it. Mind you, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I get a call at 7. And I'm like, hey, what's up, babe? Thinking something's wrong. She's like, are you on your way home yet? And I was like, what? It's like, no, it's 7 o'clock. I'm like, you know, I'm here still. She's like, well, I thought it only went till 7. And I was like, no, it's till sundown, which is probably like in another 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So she gets, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for watching 2 kids all night. And I was like, wait, whoa, I'm at my family party trashed and you took the kids home. So then my brother takes me home. Right. But he's not going to listen to this podcast either. His sister-in-law jumps in the car and she lives like off the 55. And we all get in the car and I'm already in trouble and I'm thinking I'm going to go home first. And then they end up going all the way to like the 55 and going around. And my wife's calling me while I'm in the car and they're all like, I'm sorry, Gabe. I'm sorry. Oh my God. I needed to say the whole time I'm trashed. I'm like trashed in the back of the car. Like, guys, you don't understand what I'm about to walk into. And I'm like giving relationship advice while I'm in the, you know, just trash giving one of those nights. Nah, this is what you got to do. Everybody's like, no, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. So then I get home. And I put my daughter down and then my baby's sick. And if there's one thing, see how you're hungover and you got to sleep, you got to, like you went home, you just went to bed real easily. And you got kids, Shane, that's why I tell you don't have them. Fucking sick last night, of course, when I'm feeling fucking wasted. And my girl's already mad that she was with the kids for 3 hours. Had to stay up with the baby all night.
The youngest one was sick?
From 10:30 till about 1:30 in the morning. So for 3 hours, the baby's crying, in and out of sleep, changing her diapers, you know, giving her medicine, doing all this shit. So all that to say, they just left right now because I got to work at the score, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
So she just left right now and I need water. I need bread.
You're feeling it too, huh?
Dude, you and I, this is like the hungover podcast. So that's where we're at right now. Now, were you hungover after the Sox won? Which game was better for you, Friday's or Saturday's game?
Saturday's game. Yeah, for sure.
A slacking?
Yeah. I've been to, I would say, maybe 30, 35 games so far this year, and that was the most electric I've seen the ballpark all season long. I don't know what happened. I mean, Dylan Cease obviously helps, and the home run ball helps, but in terms of fan atmosphere, it was the most exciting I've ever seen that place this season. And I don't want to like, we can talk about the Tony La Russa stuff and whether or not it's Miguel Cairo or, but it's just, it's like this team is almost remembering what they can be. And they still don't have TA or Luis Robert or Yoan Moncada, who should be playing today in Seattle. It felt like it's supposed to feel, if that makes sense. It felt like we knew it was going to feel like.
I was trying to explain to people what happened, and I told them Friday's game, ninth inning, Andrew Vaughn gets hit in the back, Lopez starts chirping at him, cursing, and when Lance Lynn, when you watch the replay, when he gets off the thing, he's not even looking to the left or to the right of him. It's not like, do y'all got my back? It's like my eyes are locked in, and I am slowly going over the rail and walking over there and chirping. And Shane, when was the last time you seen the Sox clear the dugout? Exactly.
I feel like it's happened a couple times this year, but and I feel like in every time that it's happened, we've called it a turning point. And
I'm telling you, it just felt different. Miguel Cairo was going crazy. So the difference there was like, then Saturday's game come, because that's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
It was almost as if they were pissed on a different level, putting up 13 runs. Like, they're like, fuck these guys. We're going to crush your soul. And then they did just that. And so Saturday watching it, it was like the St. Patty's Day game, right? Because everybody's running
green. Halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Halfway to St. Patty's Day. So just the fact that the crowd was like that Saturday, beautiful weather, Labor Day weekend. It was like so many things just coming together to make it a great atmosphere. And man, it looked cool. And that's why I was excited to see which one you felt was better. But what did you feel about how it happened like on Sunday? I feel like,
well, hold on. Let's stay on Saturday for a second, because I want to talk about the lost no hit bid. For a while, people in the park didn't really seem to know what was going on. It was one of those where like, it was the most engaged crowd I've seen in a long time. I was on with Spiegs yesterday on Hit and Run, talking about the atmosphere, and he was asking, you know, what was the social like. Usually you go out there to socialize, you go hang in the concourse and you talk to your friends and see people you know and shit like that. But it was the first time in a while that I had no interest in doing that. I had no interest in leaving my seat and going to get beers with friends on the concourse in the outfield or whatever. We watched the fucking game.
Yeah.
The entire time we were locked in to a baseball game on the south side, which hasn't happened this season.
Yeah.
It simply hasn't. It has not happened. And my heart absolutely broke for that kid. Walk Luis Arraez.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that. I was watching the game and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's a slap hitter waiting to just touch the ball. He doesn't want to do anything else but just smack it out there, a little soft base it. I literally thought, but then I couldn't. I didn't. I was like, is he working on? He's not working on a perfect game. So just walk the guy. But then, you know, that's what ends up happening. It was definitely heartbreaking.
At bare minimum, pitch around the kid. He's the best hitter in the American League right now.
Clearly. Walk like, not even close. Kid.
God damn.
Not even close. And the slider just missed just enough. Like got a little too much of the plate. He wished he would have got a little bit more, you know, close to the dirt. And you saw the smirk on the Luis Arraez's face. And even he could tell he was even like, damn. But hey, he pitched to me, so I come on my head. But I felt bad for Dylan Cease, because it was for a guy to do it, it's a guy to go a complete game, one hit shutout. You would think there'd be some sort of level of happiness. And he just had, that's what I love about him. He just had that disappointment. Like, no, I was supposed to have a no hitter there. That's what I was supposed to do. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in that last pitch. I'm, you know, all those things. And that's why you feel bad for him, because you're like, that's what a gamer is supposed to do. Still be upset. Even though you won 13-0, even though you pitched a complete game, even though you only gave up that one hit, you know, it was good to see him in that post game. It was a great interview. AJ pointed it out. That it was a great interview by Ken Rosenthal afterwards, and it was. I feel like Dylan was open and honest about his performance and what he felt like. You know, he did ultimately throw in the fact that he was happy that he got the W, but you could tell he was salty that he didn't get that no hitter.
Of course, I think he's tired of this this pedestrian bullshit where you're only giving up one run and or no runs. He's tired of being so average. You know, shut the fuck up, Dylan Cease. Like. Take your complete game one hit shutout. Take the 13
against the Twins.
Against the Twins. Against the team above you in the standings with 31 games remaining. 30 games remaining now. Take it and be happy, because that was an awesome, awesome baseball game. Let me grab my coffee real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll keep talking on the podcast while they're happening. And I'm actually, you know what? This is great. Shane walks away. It gives me an opportunity to tell you where I'm the mush, because I. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'll just let you guys know that I was pretty bummed out that he gave up that last hit. But it was good, man. I got to be honest. When the White Sox dropped the lights at the stadium, even as a fan watching at home, it does something to me, man. When you see those lights go out, and it happened with Jose Abreu when he got hit, and the assumption was that there was a walk with the bases loaded to take the lead in the ninth. And they started playing, you know, dropping the lights. That was cool. But when he had to go back up and hit into the almost double play, and the lights go down at Comiskey, it's like, dude, I want a party. when the lights go down after the game winner, you know, like it, that looks cool when that happens. You know what I'm saying?
It's the happiest place on earth.
Dude.
That's what I called her in my tweet. It's the happiest place on earth.
It was so sick. I was just talking about Jose Abreu in the ninth on Friday's game where the lights went out twice.
Yeah.
You know, the first time during the supposed hit by pitch. And then again, when he should have grounded into the double play if Lopez didn't hit that ball. But hey, man, we deserve that game. I felt like the way, you know, Grant, what'd you think about Grant? Were you there? Were you there on Friday too?
No, I wasn't there Friday.
I was going to say, what'd you think about, or what was that like when Grandal hit that homer to tie it up at three?
Didn't I say when we recorded on Thursday that Grandal would have a home run Friday?
You said like six people, so I'm not. You said half the lineup, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I did say that Grandal would have one. I did say that, so I will take credit for that.
As you should.
But it just, dude, it just feels good again. And I know we're just going to end up being disappointed, and they'll probably lose tonight in Seattle, and they'll probably lose 3 of 4 in Oakland because that's what they do in Oakland. But it just.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm wearing a sock shirt on a Monday morning.
I don't do that. I can't remember last time I saw you wearing a sock shirt. So that's something right there.
And Gabe, I don't want to take credit, but there is a direct correlation between the vibes changing and that
Shane is showing his brand new tattoo. Why don't you tell the people that don't know what we're showing on TV?
So on Friday, we'll back up a little bit more. On Thursday, in the last 45 seconds of the Parkinson Spiegel show, for some reason, something came over me. And I was like, you know what, guys? I'm getting a White Sox AL Central 2022 champions tattoo. I'm going to do it. And they're like, oh, no, of course you're not going to do it. You're not going to – are you kidding me? You're not going to get that. They're four, at that point, they were 4 games back with 33 games remaining. It's like, no, I'm going to do it. And then on Friday, the next day, I missed our pre-show meeting. I missed lunch that Mitch was buying. And I told the guys, something came up. I'm sorry. I'll explain when I get in. But I was in a tattoo shop underneath the Belmont Red Line with my guy Joel Molina getting this artwork done. White Sox AL Central Champions 2022. And after I got it, the vibes changed. I heard from members of the organization. I heard from players. I heard from coaches. I heard from the front office. I heard from people in sales. I heard from people in marketing. They all believe it. They understand that I single-handedly, me, Shane Reardon, executive producer of the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score, turned the White Sox season around.
Oh, that was a turning point. That was a turning point.
Yeah.
Ah, that makes sense. I mean, listen, you got to have people believe, man.
Yeah.
I think it's ballsy to get a tattoo that says something like that. Just like that guy that did it for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Championship run. You know, you're right there. Hopefully you have a different fate than he does.
This coffee is horrible, by the way.
You could have had...
I'm not going to say words
wrong. Is it just black coffee?
Yeah, just cold brew.
Yeah, just cold brew black. Yeah, that's why you definitely – here, let me do this again. You definitely need this guy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't like Starbucks, though.
Well, they got them in a bunch of different ones. They got them in a bunch of different ones. But I agree. I think that was pretty badass. I got to be honest. It made me happy, to be honest. You know, I felt it made me want to cheer more. Maybe that's why everybody at the stadium was so intent in watching the game on Saturday, because they knew you were there and they felt like, hey – we're all in on this game too, Shane. Mm-hmm. You know, and Dylan Cease knew, and he knew you were there, and he's like, "I got a pitch for my guy to let everybody know that we're out here." Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Speaking of, dude, you cannot get on the table, bro.
Look at this dog.
Not get on the table, bro.
You're a cat guy.
I'm not a cat guy. I told you what happened with the story already. The cat's outside. My daughter went crazy. Kept calling kitty cat. Didn't want me to leave him out there, and then all of a sudden. I got a freaking cat in my house, dude.
I thought that happened with a dog. No. Didn't you find a dog or something?
No, no. We found the that was a cat I was talking about. No.
Oh, okay.
No, like, don't get me started on this damn thing. Anyway,
you the White Sox, though. Cat in from the outside and domesticated it?
It was probably like about 2 or 3 weeks old. It was a super kitten. And I felt bad, dude. I got kids and you got a little kitten out there crying. Nobody's taking care of them. And then the cat, and my daughter's going nuts because she watches a show called Gabby Cat. And so she thinks that's Gabby Cat.
Yeah.
And so we got a cat. And my wife goes like this, you know, those things last like 20 years, right?
Yeah, they do. They live forever.
And I didn't know that. I'm like, I didn't know this shit. I'm like,
and they do that shit where they go up on the table and they go on your kitchen counters,
dude.
And they go where your food is.
Dude, I cannot tell you. So I put all the kids to bed, you know, like that's why we do this podcast late. Sometimes put the kids down. I finally get my alone time, like 9 o'clock at night. Every day I come downstairs. This little fucker is like, jumps on me. He'll come up on my shoulder and just chill right here, looking at me, and I'll be staring at him. He just wants to lay on my lap. Like, can't give no personal space with this guy, man.
Ugh,
it's the fucking worst. Anyway, back to our White Sox, who are playing some really good baseball right now. I do want to talk about Sunday's game because I want your opinion as to, like, you know, there was the offensive explosion on Saturday, and then I felt like, you know, damn, all right, we're gonna start scoring some runs, and then Sunday comes. You know, it's not like you were going up against a stud or anybody. You know, not that the rotation is great to begin with, but, you know,
they don't hit Dylan Bundy well. White Sox don't hit Dylan Bundy well.
And that was my point. My point, I felt like, you know, that it would have just been cool if they could have put up another 5-6 spot, you know, took care of Giolito, who pitched really well yesterday.
Yeah.
And just, you know, swept them and just, you know, took their hearts out. You know, that would have been really cool because then we probably wouldn't have to worry about them. But I feel like after that win, they still have a little umph in them where they say to themselves, you know, all right, guys, we got their ship back on track. You know, the fact that they've played two less games than the Sox, and you know, so the Sox are two up in this loss column, I guess you'd say, 66 yeah, yeah. and 64. So that those are the ones that worry me, you know, with our games remaining. But are you a guy that watches their team, or are you just focused on the Sox winning games?
Well, I mean, it helps that they have so many games against the Guardians and the Twins remaining, right? That's obviously a plus. Well, it should be a plus. It could be a very bad thing because if you lose those games, then you're losing a full game of the standings. But if this new White Sox team that decides to hit the home run ball is going to stick around for a little while, then it's a great thing that you're playing the Twins and the Guardians. But watching them yesterday, man, the Twins, I have no idea how they've stuck around as the floating between the first place in the AL Central and second place in the AL Central. Like, they're trash.
Trash. But as are the Guardians and the White Sox. You know, they're all in the trash can together.
It's kind of depressing to look at the AL East and see that the Boston Red Sox are in fifth place, but would be in second place in the AL Central. Like,
right. They think they're having the worst season. Like, they're talking about blowing the team up. Like, it's just like so bad.
Yeah, and but the White Sox have the same fucking record.
Getting and a tattoo fighting with the same record.
Yeah, it's depressing, man, because, like, yeah, I would love to be in the playoffs again. I would love to be rooting for playoffs.
Nothing like playoff baseball. Major League Baseball is the best playoffs that there is that exists.
Nothing like playoff baseball. But that being said, like, if they get in there, they're just going to get their tits lit.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
It's going to be one round.
It's going to be ugly.
They'll win one game.
Ah, man.
They'll win one game, but then they'll lose the rest, probably. It's going to be tough. It's tough. It's hard to envision anything else other than that if they make it into the playoffs. But, hey, man, when everybody comes back healthy, here's a question I have for you. I had this conversation with my brother yesterday. What does the White Sox outfield look like left to right if everybody's healthy?
If everyone's healthy, it's AJ Pollock in left, Luis Robert in center, and Andrew Vaughn in right. Or it's Andrew Vaughn in left, Luis Robert in center, and AJ Pollock in right. But then again, like with the way Gavin Sheets is swinging the bat, are you talking about right now, or are you talking about like before the season started?
No. I'm talking about right now because I'm glad you brought up his name because, dude, I did a bunch of research and I was trying to put together my favorite lineup if everybody was healthy. And AJ Pollock's not in it.
He's swinging a great bat right now, dude.
No, he's not. He's batting 172 since August 1st. I crunched the numbers because I literally had to argue with myself about this.
Okay.
He's batting 172 since August 1st. Gavin Sheets is batting 338. And in my mind, it was my DH is Andrew Vaughn. And I got.
When did you crunch these numbers? Because over yesterday. Yesterday?
Yesterday. I just did it yesterday. He's 14. He's 14 for like 82 and since August. And Gavin is like 22 for 70 something.
Yeah, I mean, Gavin Sheets is awesome right now, but I feel like AJ Pollock's got like two homers in the last three or four games.
Probably does, but still batting 172
okay.
since August. It was just tough. That's why I brought it up, right? Because yeah. I think it's a good conversation to have.
Yeah, it is.
It's about, you know, when you're trying to figure out how are you working these guys in, and it's an issue that, you know, obviously the manager has to deal with. But, you know, if you're trying to put your best lineup out there, you know, for me, I got to have Eloy in the lineup. I got to have Luis in center. And then when it comes to right, I just need a better defender than Andrew Vaughn. So,
dude, so bad out there in left field the last few games.
I feel bad for him.
Two balls yesterday. Yeah. He's a first baseman.
Yeah.
He's a first baseman that they're asking to carry the fucking world for them.
Right.
Like, it's sad.
It's sad because you're just like, that doesn't look like a major league outfielder right
there. No, because that's someone who should be hitting 2, 3, 4, 5 in your lineup for the next 15 years.
Right.
And they're asking him to hit 2 and then also worry about playing major league outfield. That stutter step that he took in the gap yesterday, waiting to see, should I be catching this or is AJ going to catch this one or what's going on? And then they just let the ball fall. It doesn't
look natural. it's like that.
We can laugh about it. But honestly, thinking about next year, who is out there? You have to make a free agent acquisition, but if you do, are you letting Jose Abreu walk? Because Eloy should not be playing left field.
No more.
Jose Abreu probably shouldn't be playing first base next year if you're going to give him a one-year deal and just – I mean, he's never going to go anywhere else. So if you want Jose Abreu to come back, he'll come back for whatever money you tell him to come back for. But Andrew Vaughn's got to be playing first base next year.
Has to be playing first base. He's a liability anywhere else, but you want his bat in there. So you're, you know, cost risk analysis. You're there. You're just saying to yourself, what's it going to look like? But yeah, it's tough, man. But AJ coming off the bench instead of Lourdes Garcia as your pinch hitter, you know, I have zero problem with that. You know, or you know, it sucks, right? Because you want him to be in there, and he has done a good job with TA being out when he was at the top of the lineup, and you know he's got a good and he's good defensively, but. The outfield's got it. You know, I want the best team out there possible, right?
Well, and the best team out there possible right now includes Romy Gonzalez. Like, there's no Larry. Like, Larry should not be in the lineup right now. Romy is slugging 480 since he got called back up.
What would you do with second base? Now, I mean, we talked about the outfield for a second. So you have no Elvis Andrews in there?
I mean, no. Because
you're going to have Yoan at third. You're going to have TA at short. I got Elvis at second. That was a lineup. Yeah, you got to put Elvis. Man,
Romy Gonzalez is swinging a much better bat than Elvis Andrus right now. He just is.
Let me just look at these. Okay.
Romy has been awesome since he was called back up. He's hitting like 320, slugging like 480, something like that. His on base is through the roof. He's been awesome. Yeah. He's putting together really good at bats.
That is 295 right now. Which he crushed. That was a sick homer.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Didn't have a hit yesterday, but then
Romy's been really good.
Had a hit in his last four out of the last five, which is pretty solid.
I think it all depends on what Moncada looks like tonight. I think he'll probably be in the starting lineup tonight. It all depends on what he does tonight.
So are you considering a Moncada for Elvis Andrus swap out?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Yoan Moncada has been, we've talked about it on this podcast, it's been fucking horrible. His O-War is like negative 11.5 on Fangraphs. He's been brutal.
So if it's fair, if I'm gonna crunch numbers on AJ Pollock and get him out of the lineup, I got to do the same for Moncada and hold him to the same standard. That's what we'd have to do there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, in this world of monetary satisfaction, when you're paying a guy $17.5 million, he's got to play. But if you want to go by who should actually be playing, then yeah, Romy Gonzalez should be in the lineup every single day.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah.
That feels so weird to say out loud.
I was going
to
say, dude, I'm like, what? This is okay. I'm like, all right, we're in the opinion business.
Yeah.
So I respect yours. I probably wouldn't have him in there. I throw Elvis at second base, leave you on there. Because I guess I'm just the delusional Sox fan that's still thinking Moncada's Moncada. And probably will disappoint me. Yeah. I mean, that's what you want. Switch hitter in the lineup, that kind of thing. Like, but again, if you're not scoring runs, it all just doesn't matter. But the Sox definitely got a tough one today and this week, actually, going to the West Coast. What do you think is going to happen in Seattle with this series? You correctly predicted this last one, 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
for the Sox.
2 or 3. Yeah, I predicted it down to the day too.
You did.
I told you they'd win Friday and Saturday and lose on Sunday.
You did.
I have a. I don't want to say it, Gabe.
Oh no!
That I don't want to say it.
You think it's going to be that bad?
They're going to sweep the Mariners.
Ooh, I love it.
They're going to sweep the Mariners in Seattle. Michael Kopech's going to come back on Wednesday, and he's going to have the outing of his career. He's had 3 weeks off, 4 weeks off, something like that. Michael Kopech comes back on Wednesday. You got Lance Lynn riding the high of jumping onto the field.
I can't believe you said he wasn't going to be on the playoff roster. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me who said that for sure. Yeah. Unbelievable. I lambasted you for saying that, and I was raked over the coals for even disagreeing with you. And look at Lance Lynn. Look at what – that's Lance fucking Lynn, dude.
True.
That's Lance Lynn. That's your heart. That's your burning heart in that clubhouse.
I will forever love him.
It's not Dallas Keuchel.
No. I'll forever love – Lance Lynn now, just for the way he went to the mound, man. The way he crossed over. That's something that I would do. Like, I would black out everything around me, and I'm like fucking laser focused on the guy whose ass I'm about to whoop right now.
Yeah.
Like, and that's exactly what he did. He didn't care about anything else. So I'm excited about that. Kopech, all the guys on the road trip, they all had to wear a bear, or not had to, but they all did the football jersey thing.
Yeah.
So everybody was wearing a different one. And I saw Kopech, and he was wearing that bright orange Walter Payton jersey, and I was like, I'm back in on Kopech, baby. Everybody's fucking terrible. Jerseys from other teams. Like, you're not nobody. Half the people were. TA had a Justin Fields one on. That was badass.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was badass. And then, but when Kopech had it, I was like, dude, I sometimes question your loyalty, but you're all the way in.
Yeah,
and I fuck with you. Like, I fuck with you hard. Like, I'm like, okay. I'm hyped to see him back on the mound too on Wednesday.
I'm talking myself back into it. Yoan Moncada's coming back. Luis Robert's coming back. Tim Anderson's coming back. Michael Kopech's coming back. Yeah. I don't think they lose another game from here on out.
Okay. No one wants to see the White Sox. I'll tell you that. No one wants to see the White Sox. So you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. But I am excited about this series. So I'm saying 2 out of 3, though.
Okay.
Stay on trend. It'd be great to sweep them. But I'm going to say 2 out of 3 so I don't get my heart broke on the next podcast that we do.
Okay. All right. If you like what you're hearing, remember to subscribe to the Southsider 670 podcast and everywhere you get your podcasts. Gabe has a 2 out of 3 against the Mariners, and we will talk to you on Friday. We'll wrap up the Mariner series and take a look at the first game in the series against Oakland and preview the weekend. My name is Shane Reardon.
What are you doing today?
I don't know. I don't know. My hangover is like gone, which is weird. Like, I felt like a human piece of shit when we started recording, and I really labored my way through the hit with Rosie and Studs this morning on that show. Like, I was dead. And then right. I don't know if this coffee brought me back to life or if you and Tyler did.
The disgusting cold brew.
Yeah,
it's all about some good cheer with talking about the White Sox, man.
Yeah, I'm finding myself, like you were talking on Friday, that you set an alarm 5 minutes before first pitch. I'm getting fucking ready for 5:40. I'm gonna watch the White Sox win.
What am I doing today? I'm watching the Sox at 5:40. So yeah, from now until then, I'm just pumped up.
I got nothing to do. I'm going to watch a White Sox winner at 5:40. I'm going to be in bed by 9 o'clock. What sounds better than that? We got a short week of shows on Parkinson Spiegel. We got a full show Tuesday, full show Wednesday, no show Thursday and Friday for Cubs. Going to the Cubs game of the suite on Thursday. We got the Bears on Sunday. It's going to be a great fucking week, and the White Sox are going to win every single game from here on out.
It's a great time to be a Chicagoan, I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah. All right, man. You enjoy your Labor Day.
Appreciate you
guys.
Thank
you, our producer Tyler, for Gabe Ramirez at Chicago_Gabe on all socials. Myself, Shane Reardon. Thank you very much for listening to the Southsider 670 podcast, which we very much like doing.
Happy Labor Day.